Brennan coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And I'd like to thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you all for those who will be tuning in today. And we're going to be talking about shining your light before men. And that's a very, very important... That's very important. Because we're supposed to be separate from the world, and we're supposed to be a peculiar people. And we're supposed to be a light set on a hill. Amen? And so, we're going to be talking about shining your light before men. Now, a couple of things I want you all to keep in mind about light. Light does a couple of things. Light exposes stuff that goes on in the darkness, but light also can be used as freedom to bring people into the light. Amen? I'll give you an example. A lighthouse. And let's say that you're traveling out in the seas in the dark, and you're trying to find land. You can't find any until you spot light in the distance, kind of going around in circles, and you find out that it's a lighthouse. When what normally usually happens is if you're trying to find land, you want to follow that light to land. And so it's a similar concept. That light, when shown, helps bring people to freedom. And what is that freedom? That is Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus Christ is our freedom. And so what we're going to see is that shining our light is not an option. Okay? It's not an option. And I'm going to show you that it is something that it is required, that it should be required of all those who say that are born again. Amen? Now, if you have your King James Bibles with you, your King James Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Again, that was Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And this is what it says. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Amen? Jesus said, "Let your light so shine." He didn't say, "Let your light, maybe let your light shine." Or, "You don't have to let your light shine." No, Jesus didn't say that. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Amen? Now, Jesus says in His Word that we are to let our light shine before men. If Jesus tells us that we are to let our light shine, that means we have to be light. Okay? Turn with me to Matthew. Let's see here. Actually, we're just going to go back up a couple of verses. Go up to verse 14 with me. It says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Okay, so Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid." Okay, in Philippians 2:15. It says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And we see here that, see, but here's the thing. Is it our own light, or is it the light of the light of the Word of God that shines within us? Okay, let's take a moment and examine that. In John chapter 8, verse 12, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So we see that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And that if we follow Him, then He promises that we will walk in the light of life. Okay? And John chapter 9, verse 5. "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Okay? Jesus said that He is the light of the world, and if we follow Him, we have the light of life. Jesus Christ is that light, and He is also life. Okay? John 14, 6. "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So far, we have noticed a couple of things. We see that Jesus Christ is the light of the world and He is life. With that said, the light we shine is not our own light, but it is the light of the Word of God that dwells within us. And Jesus Christ is the Word of God. John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 1:14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." Okay? And Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So we see here that the Word, who is the Word? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a lamp unto our feet and He is a light unto our path. Amen? James chapter 1, verse 17. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." The Father of lights, that is who God is. God the Father, Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh, He is the Father of lights. Amen? So, in a nutshell, Jesus Christ is the Word of God, and He is the light of life, and like I said, that if we need to shine our light, we need to have Jesus Christ, who is the Word, in our hearts. Amen? Now, Romans chapter 8, verses 9 through 10. It says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you..." Now, "if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." Now, Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another, in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." And John 14:17, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be with you," or shall be in you. So there are many things we can do to let our light shine. Okay, but there's going to be kind of three things we're going to talk about. So, the first thing is loving one another. Okay, that's a big one. And so, one of the ways that we can let our light shine is to love one another as we are commanded. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 through 45, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven." Remember, the Father is the Father of lights. Remember that. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Luke chapter 6, verse 35, But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Now in John 13, 34 through 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John chapter 14, verse 23. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now remember, the words are light, and his words are life, and the Father is the Father of lights. Amen. Now, John chapter 15, verses 12 through 13. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Okay? And Romans 13, 8, it says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 10 through 11, it says, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So, John here, the Apostle John, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, says that if you are in darkness, but if you love your brother, you walk in the light. Amen? And now in 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, it's my little children, let us not love in word, neither. So as we see that if we love one another, we abide in light, but we have to understand that we love others and love God because God first loved us. Okay? 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. Now, so we see that if you don't love others as Christ commanded you to, then you're walking in darkness and not in light. But if you love others as the Lord commands you and commands us, then we are walking in light. Amen? Now, the second part I want to get into is speaking the truth or being a faithful watchman. Okay? In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world. Amen. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 through 21, it says, Son of man, I've made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him any warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, if the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. Now remember what light does. Light exposes the stuff that is in the dark. So, in other words, if you see someone doing something they shouldn't be, you need to shine your light. And how do you do that? You have to go warn them. Warning people of things that they shouldn't be doing is shining your light. And by the way, if you don't shine your light, God is going to hold you responsible for that. Amen? Now, in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 2 through 9, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coats and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he bloweth the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, but if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Okay? So, when you warn people of things that they're doing wrong, you're letting your light shine. And we see that is a requirement. Amen? That is not a maybe. That is not a, you can shine your light whenever. No. You're supposed to shine, we're supposed to be shining our lights every day. Amen? And we need to protect our lights from getting blown out, because sometimes Satan wants to come along and try to blow out our light. And we need to make sure that we need to stay vigilant. Amen? Now, John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is why you need to shine your light. It's so that people might be attracted to it, so that they might come and know the truth. Because if they know the truth will make them free. By telling the truth and being a faithful watchman, you're giving them a chance to come into the light and be set and be made free. But if you fail by not shining your light, you are not the solution, but the problem. So let me rephrase that. If you're not shining your light, you're not the solution. You're the problem. Amen? You gotta make sure that you're shining your light. Always. We always need to make sure of that. Now, the biggest one, the last one I'm going to be getting into, is being a godly example. Okay? In James chapter 1, verses 22 through 23, But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his face in a glass. So part of being a godly example is being able to be a not just a hearer only, but a doer of the word of God. Okay, in Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 6, it says, Then the Lord said unto me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. So you're supposed to hear and do. That is living by a godly example. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock, which is Jesus Christ. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Okay? In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Amen? And Romans 2:13, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Doers of the word of God. Amen. Now don't think that you can keep the law, because you can't. But whatever the Lord tells you, you need to listen and do. Not just be hearers only, but doers as well. Amen. Now, James chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith and not have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not these things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Now, we could say that we have faith in God till we're blue in the face. But if we don't have works to back up our faith, it won't profit anybody. It won't profit you. It won't profit anybody. It's done in vain. We have to keep in mind that we are saved by grace through faith and not of works. The reason why we do works, we don't do works to be saved. We do works because we are saved. We do works because the Lord Jesus Christ first loved us. And because he first loved us, we love him. And because we love him, we want to do things for him. Amen? Now, we do... Okay, so... And let me give you an example of this. In Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 12. Okay? 1 through 12. It says, and it came to pass, after these things, that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again unto you. And Abraham took the knife, took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, my father. And he said, Hear my son. And he said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar of the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." And he said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." Okay? So we see here in Abraham's case, God was testing Abraham to see if he really feared God. Okay, it was a test of what? His faith. But how was the test of his faith? It was to do what God told him to, which is a work. Amen? Now, when it comes to being a godly example, you need to shine your light. And the reason for this is we need to practice what we preach. In other words, we need to do what we hear and say. We need to do what we hear and say, because if we don't, we make ourselves look like hypocrites. Our lives need to reflect what we believe, and all that begins with an inward change. And what I mean by an inward change, I mean an inward change of your heart. Okay? In other words, if we get right with God and we get our hearts right with Him, there will be a change on how we live. Why? Because God will convict you, and God will chasten you when you do something wrong. And there will be a change in our lives and how we live our lives and how we carry ourselves. Okay, in Isaiah 29:13, "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips to honor me, but have removed their heart from me, far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men." In Matthew 15:8, it says, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Mark 7:6, "He answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Okay, I'm going to wrap it up with this. If you don't give God your heart, it will be very difficult to let your light shine. God wants your heart. The question is, will you give Him your heart? Will you give Him your whole heart? Not just part of it, but your whole heart. Amen? Now, I'm going to kind of wrap it up with a short invitation. Believers, if you're not shining your light as you ought to, repent. You can turn to God and repent of your sin, and God will forgive you and cleanse you and wash you from all your unrighteousness. But just because you go to God to repent and He forgives you does not give you any means by not, that doesn't give you the right to continue to not shine your light. Jesus Christ wants you to have your light shining. He does not want your light to be burnt out. Amen? Non-believers, in order to shine, in order to be a light of the world, as what Jesus says in His Word, you need to come to Him and repent of your sins and ask Him to be your Lord and put your faith and trust in Him. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, you'll be saved. Amen. So, I know I went through quite a bit of information. And I kind of went fast because I had quite a bit of information to go through. Listen, I love you guys. I want you guys to, you know, for the believers, I want you guys to shine your light. I want you guys to shine your light and be an example. Be an example in love. Be an example of being a faithful watchman. Be an example. Be a godly example. Don't just be hearers only, but be doers of the word. Let your works back up your faith. Amen. Anyways, it's good to be here tonight. I thank you all for those who tuned in. I love you guys. And I have to preach the whole counsel of God. You know, and I love you. Okay, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be teaching on stuff like this. Amen. But anyways, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing out for the evening. God bless you. You have yourself a fantastic Monday. We'll be seeing you next time. Till then, think Bible and be a light. God bless you guys. Love you. Bye.